Welcome to Mission Peak. We hope you enjoy this podcast. And please come see us on Sunday morning. Thanks for listening.
Welcome. Oh, I'm glad this morning. Welcome to Mission Peak Unitarian Universalist Congregation. We have a packed service this morning. I would like to welcome, especially everyone who remembered to set their clocks forward. And remember, in about an hour, we may be welcoming those who did not. We have special announcements this morning. This is also a special Sunday, being the second Sunday of the month. We will have a presentation from a guest representing a charity to whom we give our second Sunday offering. And we have a special speaker this morning. Each year we try to fit ourselves into the schedule of the Balash Scholar. The Balash Scholarship each year brings a Unitarian minister from Transylvania to study in the United States. Most of us know about Transylvania, perhaps not everyone. It's a small region in Europe, Southeast Europe. It has occasionally been independent, but usually it's been part of the Hungarian Empire, part of the Ottoman Empire, part of the Habsburg Empire, and now it's part of Romania. To many, it's known as the homeland of Dracula, but to us, it is the place where Unitarianism took hold during the Reformation in Europe and has remained among those people to this present day. And I do want to mention that, the scholar is, in fact, Reverend Zoltán Kopandi and Katie? Bensady. Great, thank you. And we also have a member of the scholarship committee here today, Muriel, was that right? Okay. And in fact, Zoli is speaking this coming Saturday at the annual fundraising event for this scholarship program. So she has a few flyers about this back there. It is Saturday, 3:30. $25 donation requested at Star King. Great thing to support. We have yet other announcements. Many of you know about the OWL program. It is OWL Whole Lives. It is a program for children to learn in a positive environment about their sexuality and other aspects of life that are not always openly or correctly discussed. We are cooperating with the San Jose Church, in fact, Steve Walcave and Jay Steele, I believe, are there this morning assisting the program. But they need a couple, including a pregnant woman, with a planned pregnancy to speak to the class next Sunday, March 18th, for about half an hour between 3 and 5 p.m. I don't think I see any pregnant ladies out there. If you know anyone who might do, please talk to Sally or Steve Walcave. They had someone arranged and they had to cancel out at the last minute. Other events coming up. You can read about things, of course, in our announcements in the order of service, so I don't try to touch on everything. There is a mental health movie night coming up. Please read about that in the program. Our own Sunday Salon is also coming up this coming Sunday, March 18th afternoon at 2 o'clock right here. It is a chance for us to show each other our talents, however limited or however wonderful. We will be selling tickets after the service for $5 for adults. Children will be free. And tickets will also be available next Sunday and at the event. I think Michelle will be selling them. And I want to let you know about our retreat that is coming up the weekend that is the boundary between March and April. You will be receiving more information about that. It will be a retreat to right here. We will retreat from our regular activities, but not retreat from our location. Allison is showing you...
Registration flyers. You got them in your email this week, but in case you forgot to bring it and you're ready to sign up, they're here. If you did not get one, you can take a copy home. And Catherine, right here, is going to be accepting your checks today if you're ready to sign up. Lots of information on the flyer.
And with everything that was going on, I forgot to introduce myself. I'm Paul K. Davis. I'm a member of the congregation's Worship Associates Committee, which every Sunday we supply someone to assist in the service. And when neither our own Reverend Jeremy Nichol is in the pulpit, nor a guest in the pulpit, we also supply a lay person from the congregation to give a sermon. So, having taken now 8 minutes for the welcome, let us move on to something more pleasant to listen to, a prelude from our choir repeat performers.
Conscience will not be quieted by any God's truth in this lifetime. Salvation must be accomplished here on earth.
God is indivisible.
Et os Ishtem.
God is one.
Please turn now to hymn number 123 and rise in body or spirit to sing Spirit of Life.
Other families move because they need a new place to live. There's
larger or smaller. Whatever the reasons for the move, if children are part of the family, they go along too. It can be exciting to think about moving to a new place, but grown-ups and children can feel sad about saying goodbye to the people and places they come to know and love. And skipping to Millbrook, a new house can look very empty and strange until you fill it with the things that make it look like your home. Of course, what makes it feel most like your home is the people you love being there. There's lots to discover in a new place. There are new streets, new schools, and of course, new places to play. There are new people to meet and new friends to make. You might miss your old friends and wish that they could have come with you. But you can keep in touch with them by writing letters, or sending them pictures or drawings, by talking to them on the telephone, or sometimes by making plans to visit. This book may have been written a couple of years ago. And remember, wherever you are, you're still the same person. The same person your old friends will be remembering. And now let's sing This Little Light of Mine as we sing our children to their classes.
Letter.
takes me a whole month to read everything in the music. Okay, make the checkout to Mission Peak. And if you already made the checkout to NBU, you see it might still be valid anyway. So, now, our guest speaker is actually a substitution, but it is the same charity, and we are very grateful to Katrina Balagaya. Hey, I'm doing pretty good this morning. To come on very short notice to tell us about this charity.
Thank you.
case of animating by your spirit, to sing our hymn of reflection on 352.
It is not the home of unusual cruel people.
Pennsylvania in the past it was a land with deep and controversial history, a land where three nations, Germans, Romanians, Hungarians, and quite a few religions, Catholic, Lutheran, Reform, Orthodox, Jewish, Unitarians, were living together for long centuries. I came from Romania, but I am Hungarian. I came from the Zsúr Valley, from a town called Lupin. For the past 10 years, I have been a Unitarian minister in the Unitarian diaspora. For me, it is a great honor and privilege to be here, and I would like to thank you for your invitation. The title of my sermon is Church Work in the Diaspora. I will talk about the daily life of the Hungarian Unitarians of the Hunyad County, southwestern Romania, about the Unitarians who live in Lupin, Vulcan, and Deva. Deva is Mecca of the Unitarians, where we make pilgrimage every year to celebrate and honor the founder of our Unitarianism, Bishop David Ferenc. I minister to the Unitarians of these cities, covering a distance of about 100 miles. The Hungarian word gyülekezet építés can hardly be translated into English. Of course, there are some synonyms used for this expression, and the two most often used are church planting and church work. Other expressions can be used for this hard work, like building congregations, or church development, or community development. Whatever expressions we use, they always describe the complex work of a congregation for the purpose of its own growth and development. The other expression I want to talk about is the Hungarian word szolvány. The translation is diaspora, and usually means people of certain ethnicity who moved away from their home community and are currently living among foreigners. In the Transylvanian Unitarian Church, the expression is used for people of Unitarian faith who are spread over areas where there is a vast Romanian majority, and where, in many cases, they are unable to meet the needs of an autonomous, self-supporting church community. They are the Unitarians living in the diaspora, forming the so-called diaspora congregations, and being served by diaspora ministers. I am one of these diaspora ministers, living in the once thriving, now removed area of the Zsúr. My congregation is a fairly new one, being established 102 years ago. Looking back, I can say that during this one century, the members of the congregation and their 19 ministers have done a real and successful church planting. The work was significant in communist time, when the economy was booming, but the state had an anti-religious policy, and it is meaningful to nowadays, when the economic climate is not good, a number of Hungarian Unitarian people is decreasing dramatically. I still can remember how every year during the communism, We were falling deeper and deeper as the system got worse and worse. In those times, our freedom was limited. When there is no freedom of speech, when you have to make sacrifice for your party while you live under a minimum decent standard. This means darkness for the hopes and dreams of anybody in a country. Sometimes I feel that I cannot explain this very well for somebody who has been brought up in a different system. And I know that this is not their fault. They didn't live in a system where you got 2 kilograms of meat, 10 eggs, and 20 liters of gasoline per month. And you had only 2 hours of television broadcast, completely controlled by the communist propaganda. If you raised your voice, you were imprisoned. If you got a letter from abroad, you became suspect. As a child, if I saw a chocolate or some oranges, please believe me, it was holiday. No coke, no bananas, no exotic foods for the children. So all of these became desirable. Communism, I think, it was a social and moral apocalypse. But the church planting and community building are recent professional terms. The activities within these have always had a significant role in the life of the church. There has been church work done even when people didn't think about in such terms. Preaching, education, counseling, building maintenance, youth activities, or indeed community building activities, and provide a certain spiritual growth in the life of the congregations. But professional church planting, it is a little bit more than this. It is an organized and deliberate action of the entire community, which tries to fulfill its call by designing its own future according to some well-defined principles. As one of the scholars, Kotzor György, said, community building happens where the Holy Spirit works, the atmosphere of the faith is tangible, and there is a hope for change. The founding of the Lupane Church began when the first Hungarian coal miners arrived in the Zsill Valley with the hope of a better life. Since then, it was always a matter of excellence. It was hard to survive in an area where Unitarians are in multiple minority status. There was a need of a strong faith and well-defined identity to promote the Unitarian ideas of love and tolerance in a not always friendly environment. I became minister 10 years ago, exactly on the horrible date of 9/11/2001. My first encounter with my congregants happened exactly when the first terrorist attack hit the Twin Towers. Since then, that day has a double meaning for me. In one hand, I feel deep compassion toward the victims, the suffering families, and for the whole nation. On the other hand, I cannot forget the loving and caring welcome I received from the people. How strange life can be. That day has brought a new era. I remember that from the beginning I tried to focus only on the good and beautiful things around us. And the nature was one great source of inspiration, since the city is located in a beautiful valley at the foot of the southern Carpathians. But it was hard not to observe the hopeless and depressing environment, the remains of 40 years of communist education, abandoned docks, dirty streets, hopeless life. In this distressing environment, we met with the leaders of the Unitarian Church, and as the poet says, to see it and to love it, it was a matter of seconds. I climbed the pulpit steps of Lupi, Vulcan, Vojda, Unyad, and Deva, and I tried to convince my parishioners to follow me, to build a congregation full of enthusiasm and self-esteem, which is taking care of its God-given environment. I will never forget the Catholic priest of the town, who at our first encounter asked me loudly, "Hey, colleague, what have you done that you were sent here?" "Well, I didn't do anything wrong," I responded. "I came here voluntarily to try to bring some hope, some light to the Unitarians who deserve a better life." When I think of my parishioners, there come to my mind the words of Jesus toward his disciples. "As the city built on the hill cannot be hidden, so the community built on the foundation of Jesus' teaching and love cannot be denied." We have to speak out loudly that there is a community of Hungarian Unitarians still living at the age. We have been there for more than a century, and we will be there still for many years. We are part of the Hungarian nation. We are Unitarians. We carry the light of our religion, and we try to live a decent life. If we light a candle, we won't put under a bushel. Rachel, we will put it on a candlestick, because it will give light to everyone. So we don't have to be ashamed of our faith. We don't have to stay shadow, because our religion has so many values that we can be proud of. One of our tasks is to encourage people. "Let your light so shine before people that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." 10 years ago, the community building started with establishing a vision for the years to come. I think in church planting, it is essential to have the attitude of visionary people like Dr. Martin Luther King, who in 1963 preached his famous sermon in Washington, which started with, "I have a dream." The work of every congregation needs to start with a "we have a dream" attitude. The dream must be big, but also a realistic one. It should speak about the way the congregation imagines its own church in 5 or 10 years. After this, every church must evaluate its own strengths and weaknesses, and also must define the key projects which can lead to a strong community building. I know it is hard work. It depends on devoted ministers and lay leaders. It takes time and patience. It will have ups and downs, discouraging moments and wonderful moments. But it will be successful if it's done by people who believe that their work is led by God's providence. It is not always easy to be a good example. There are many camps, many challenges, many problems which tempt us to stop, to give up, to do something else, something easier. But something makes us to start again. And this is the strength of the community, the feeling of togetherness, and the continuing guidance of God in our life. A new candle was lit in 1990 when the Partner Church movement was re-established between American and Transylvanian Unitarian churches. In the past 20 years, this strengthened us a lot. We felt that we are not alone. We felt that we have sisters and brothers in faith who care about us. And we find inspiration in visiting and getting to know each other. The many projects, the various programs, the pilgrimage, and the personal relationship have made it clear that we belong to each other. Dear sisters and brothers, we belong to each other. We have to feel this in our inner self. We have to strengthen this feeling every time we have the chance to do so. We have to be candles whose light are shining to other people who might see our good actions and might glorify God. Let's be stronger communities, better people who make a difference in their communities forever and ever. Amen.
auction raised $421 for our charity. So we thank you for coming to talk with us. Now, let us stand in body or spirit to sing our closing hymn, number 159. This will be the first of two Sibelius performances for playing as a Sibelius symphony this afternoon. This is my song.
Until we meet again, may God hold you in the balance.